In Wisconsin Dells, intense rain destroyed part of the Riverside and Great Northern Railway. Vice President of the attraction, Frank Mucci, says the washout happened early Friday morning.
We have this big hole that severed part of our railroad, and a portion of track about 300 feet long was washed away, and it created a gorge 300 feet long by 70 feet deep, and the track just hangs down in the hole, kind of like in suspended animation. It's something that most people have never seen before.
But Mucci says damaged tracks haven't stopped the old-fashioned trains from running. Since the washout, each train stops at the site of the collapsed line and then heads back to the depot in reverse. Hiking and camping sites have also been hit hard by the recent deluge, according to Section Chief of Wisconsin State Parks Peter Biermeyer.
Campers have found it fairly wet. We have had sites that have been underwater, and we've had to move people to different locations. We have had some trail washouts in a few areas.
Biermeyer says the hardest hit state parks and trails are in northern and southern Kettle Moraine and in the general Madison area. But so far, park managers haven't had to turn campers away because of rain damage. Biermeyer says June's tourism is typically lower than other summer months, and heavy rains will only pose serious problems if they continue into July. Meanwhile, operators of indoor attractions like Spring Green's House on the Rock haven't been directly affected by rain. But Operations Director Jennifer Green says the harsh weather has probably discouraged tourists. Emily Winter, Wisconsin Public Radio.